Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a paid program by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, however, our interpretation of the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Amen, brother. Peter said, be ready to give an answer. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
The show is on the air for folks who want to call and ask a question, a Bible based question, not guaranteeing we'll have the answer.
But we'll do our best.
We'll do our very best. And folks could call us at 789-0318 or email us at
godspointofview@yahoo.com.
And you know, we have the email open here, and yep, there's nothing so far this morning.
godspointofview@yahoo.com.
And, yes, sir.
You know, if we don't have an answer, maybe somebody else out there might. They can call in and join in and just have a conversation.
Sure, or give their opinion.
There you go.
My opinion is as good as yours. Not any better than yours, but my opinion is as good as yours, and yours as good as mine.
But what if you don't agree with me on some things?
Then I'm going to love you just the same.
Amen.
I'm going to treat you like Abraham Lincoln said they were going to treat the Confederate soldiers when he was asked, "Well, what are we going to do with them? How are we going to treat them?" And he said, "We're going to treat them like they never left."
Amen.
And that's the way we all want to be treated.
That's the way we should be treated.
Yeah, amen.
Sure.
So folks could give us a call or email us if there's a Bible question. Hey, Timotheus, we've got, of course, Halloween coming up, you know.
Yeah,
we'll get another 500 at our residence at 416 College, I'm sure, this year.
You mean pastor, preacher, man, Jerry Scott participates in trick-or-treating?
Oh, let me tell you what now. The wife's got the candy all stored up. And of that 501st one, though, the doors are locked, the lights are out, we're not at home.
Well, I can't believe that the Christian, upstanding Christian man like you would participate in worshiping the devil.
Oh, yeah, you can believe that.
A lot of people, don't you? I make light of that, but a lot of people are either set in their way about you can't participate in anything to do with that, or, you know, I'm just not sure
I'm so glad you brought that up, Timotheus, because that is that's a good topic for us today. Something to think about this Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween costumes have become more sensual and more lewd in recent years. Not only scary, but you see advertisements, especially for little girls.
Yeah.
And being the grandfather of three little girls, I pay more attention to that than folks who don't have grandchildren or small children, even. But it's a big business. It's $6.9 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about that. If they're relying on me, if they're counting on me to fund Halloween for all the businesses around the country, boy, they're all going to go broke, except for the candy manufacturers.
There you go.
The Retail Federation, National Retail Federation, says the total spending of Halloween for 2015. Will be $6.9 billion, and they estimate second only to Christmas time. And about $74 a family will spend on decorations, candy, costumes, such and such. Maybe a good question for us today is, What is this, and how should Christians respond to all of it? Do you think that'd be a good thing to talk about?
I think
about?
That would be, because there's a couple churches, including ours, that's going to be trunk or treating from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah.
So let's have a count of ourselves.
Let's do that.
Of how we question, how we look at it, and
let's do that.
What our thoughts are.
I welcome the opportunity. First of all, why don't we define what we're talking about?
Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, I know that's one of your favorite books, a series of books.
Read it every chance.
In ancient Britain, this is what the encyclopedia says. In ancient Britain and Ireland, the Celtic or Celtic, whichever you prefer, can be pronounced either way, festival of Samhain. Yeah, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but the pronunciation is Samhain, and it's observed October 31st. At the end of summer, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what takes place in ancient Britain and Ireland. Souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes and participate in something called an autumn festival. And there was always a sinister significance assigned to it. In other words, ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats.
Yeah.
I knew there was a good reason I hated black cats. Fairies, demons of all kinds are said to be roaming the earth at that time. And this festival was held in order to appease supernatural powers controlling the processes of nature. The encyclopedia continues, Halloween was thought to be the most favorable time for divinations concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was the only day on which the help of the devil was invoked. For such purposes.
Help from the devil.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got all kinds of Halloween symbols, costumes, practices, and what an influence this has had on Western culture, American history. You know, Timotheus, Halloween wasn't really celebrated early in America's history. America's founding, because we had a strong Christian heritage. Wasn't really observed widely in a big way until the 20th century. By the way, and ironically, small Irish Catholic settlements that migrated to America. This came over from Ireland, some the homeland. A lot of us are Irish, got some Irish in us, and when the potato famine occurred, and a lot of Irish folks came to America. They brought a lot of their customs and so forth, and that's where modern Halloween, as we know it, came from.
Okay.
It came from the Celtic or Celtic winter festival, but it really didn't rise to being really popular until the rise of something called Spiritism. That began in 1848. Let's talk just a little bit about the holiday. Folks could call us at 789-0318 because you may have something to add to what we're talking about today. We welcome your call or your email at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Timotheus, did you know that Ireland is the only place in the world where Halloween is a national holiday?
I did not know that.
Celebrated with fireworks, the whole thing. Much like we do the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Little children are even released from school.
For Halloween,
for the entire week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Among the modern customs and practices of Halloween, a lot of people view it as one of the major events of their year. For instance, they use things like jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
You ever wonder where the jack-o'-lantern came from?
I have, many times.
All right, let me help you with that.
I need all the help I can get.
The carved pumpkin, it's thought, originated with witches.
With witches?
Yeah, with the witches' use of a collection of skulls. And they put a candle in each skull to light the way to their, what they would call their coven meetings that they would have.
Oh, okay.
It also, when it came to America, then it popularized a character's name. They called him Irish Jack. Jack O'Lantern.
Ah.
Yeah. And here, Timotheus, now, according to the legend, A stingy drunk named Jack.
A stingy drunk?
Yeah, that's what the legend says. Tricked the devil, now into climbing an apple tree for an apple. But then cut the sign of the cross on the trunk of the tree, and that supposedly prevented the devil from getting down.
The legend.
The legend says. Yeah. So Jack then was forced. Jack then forced the devil to swear to him that he would never come after Jack's soul, and the devil reluctantly agreed. Jack eventually died, but was turned away from the gates of heaven because of his drunkenness. And when he turned to go to the devil, you can't make this stuff up, folks.
Evidently.
When he turned to go to the devil also rejected him.
Yeah.
Failed to keep his promise. So Jack had no place to go. He was condemned to wander the earth. That's the legend associated with Jack O'Lantern.
Okay.
All right.
He's not riding the horse, is he? He wouldn't be the headless horseman.
No, now a horse is not involved in any of this that I know of.
I just wondered where the, if the headless horseman came in. If you're just roaming around, that's what he does.
I did see that on a commercial the other night.
Yeah.
So how did this trick-or-treating begin, Timotheus?
I have no clue.
Trick-or-treating. Several ancient practices that point to the tradition. Here's one possibility from the notion that ancient witches had to steal the materials needed for their festivals. The Druids, which lived 1,000 years before Christ, may have believed that witches held this day to be special. So the idea of trick-or-treating is related to, is further related to the ghosts of the dead in this pagan, even, or in the early stages, Catholic history. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Among the ancient Druids, the ghosts that were thought to throng about the houses of the living were greeted with a banquet-laden table. At the end of the feast, masked and costumed villagers representing the souls of the dead paraded to the outskirts of town, leading the ghosts away. Now, we've already mentioned the fact that Halloween was thought to be a night when evil spirits were out and mischievous things went on. Kind of like our modern poltergeist lore, you know?
Yeah.
Mischievous spirits playing tricks on people. I was flipping channels the other night, and there was a program on where the dishes were being thrown across the kitchen, and the table was moving, all that kind of stuff. And but they wore costumes. And one of the reasons they wore costumes, Timotheus, was to keep the evil spirits from recognizing who they really
were.
Who
they really are. Okay.
Yeah. And in Ireland,
themselves.
In Ireland especially, people thought that ghosts and spirits roamed after dark on Halloween. So they lit candles in lanterns to keep the spirits away. Certainly, if they had to go outside, they wore costumes. They put on masks to frighten the spirits.
So now we know why.
Yeah. And we could go on and on and on.
Now, we have sat here for about 10, 12 minutes on God's point of view.
Yes, sir.
And have dove right in.
We did.
To a pagan holiday.
Yeah, because you didn't know about it, so we had to educate you.
And
a lot of folks listening don't know about it.
Yeah.
Or didn't know about it.
Yeah,
but
now
they do.
Yeah.
So the question is, what about Halloween?
Yeah, and Christians. Yeah. How does it work?
Should Christians celebrate Halloween based on the way it originated? Now, that's key right there.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah.
You see, Here's a couple of reference points if people want to do their own research. Go to ChristianityToday.com, FocusOnTheFamily.org, and many, many other websites you can go to and do your own homework.
Mm-hmm.
But Halloween began with this Celtic or Celtic tradition observing the end of summer and offering sacrifices to this pagan god, Samhain. He, by the way, is known as the Lord of Death. Now, it's obvious, and we got a call, we'll get to it in just a second. Hang on there now. It's obvious that Christians don't believe in any of that.
Yeah, amen.
And so what is our response? How should we respond? By the way, are we to lock ourselves inside our homes and not have one thing to do with the culture in any shape or form? Of course not. We are to meet the culture with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we make it, we take advantage of every opportunity, Timotheus, to replace evil with
good.
Amen. So that's what the Apostle Paul did. That's what Jesus did. And so that's what we're to do. We lost our caller. Maybe they'll call back here in a minute. But I needed to make that point. We're not to run away from these things. A lot of folks that don't believe in anything like this, Halloween, Christmas, so many other things that are national holidays and national observances, Christians don't have to be afraid of those. And we don't have to participate in them in the way that others do. But we should use it as an opportunity. And that's what we're doing at the Highland Church. A lot of churches over the years, recent years, have gone to this trunk or treat. And there'll be some little kids there dressed up in the biblical characters and that type thing.
Maybe a superhero or two.
Sure. And so that is, I think, perfectly permissible over a Freddy Cougar with a, you know, chainsaw in his hands and all that kind of stuff. We know that they're evil spirits.
Yeah.
And we know also that there's another spirit, and that's the spirit of the living God. There's only two spirits in this world.
Yeah.
The spirit of good and the spirit of evil. And we're doing everything we can to advance the spirit of good. But it doesn't mean that we prohibit or insist that our kids cannot acknowledge any kind of festivities simply because it had its origin in pagan roots.
So let me ask you this.
Ask me, brother.
If I'm a parent, well, I am a parent, but my children, let's say I've got a child that's, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. There's some haunted things around, and there's corn mazes and those kinds of things.
Sure, sure.
And they want to go with their friends and be scared and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is that wrong, Jerry, for people to do that?
Every parent has to make up their own mind, keep in mind what this, how this began and how it has been propagated in our culture even to this day. With respect to evil spirits and the worship of the devil and all of that. If I were a parent, if I had small children now, I would not allow them to participate in that kind of activity. I would dress them up as Bible characters or something. That's what we did, as a matter of fact. Because when you do that and you say, that's wrong, we're not going to participate, you're really creating a really difficult situation for your children.
Well, I guess my point is what if some people just love to be scared? I don't think they're worshiping devils, evil spirits, or things like that. They just like being scared and that kind of thing. They get a kick out of it.
I've heard of folks like that.
Yeah, and I'm not one of them, but if somebody, is that a sin for somebody if they want to visit a haunted something?
I don't think that you can call it a sin.
Yeah.
I think if the person, just as you described it, likes the sensation of the unknown and to be afraid, that doesn't mean that they're endorsing.
Yeah. Amen.
Sahim.
There you go.
The Lord of Death.
Well, we've got a caller. Let's get to the phone line real quick and see what's on the mind. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Good morning, brother. How's everybody doing over tonight?
We are doing well. We are doing well, brother. How about yourself?
That's all right. Just help of the good Lord, buddy. I'm a drawing out the well. Never will run dry.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I've got a question. Have we not had Halloween ever since Obama went in there, and we've got the tricks, but we ain't had no treats?
I think our calls turned political.
Well, let's just go with it. Absolutely right, brother. Absolutely.
Because I've heard what they're kind of going to do here next year towards the elderly. I don't think that they're going to get no raises.
Well, that's true. I heard that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we must have figured that raise last year was just some bubble gum. Just chew right on, brother.
So trick or treat, brother. Which is it for you? Trick or treat? I think it's a trick.
I think it's a trick, too. I think, brother, I want to put my faith and confidence in the Lord Jesus.
I agree wholeheartedly.
God will never lie to you. He'll never let you down. He'll never die. You'll always be alive, and you won't have a bit of problem.
I love it.
As long as he's in control.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Amen.
And this is why Christians at any season of the year needs not to run away from these kinds of things, but to stand up and say, well, this is what I believe. This is what
there
I believe.
He's the governor. They can't vote out.
Instead of dressing like the devil, let's dress up like Angel Gabriel or something. You want to dress up like something.
There you go, brother. One more question, and I'll let you fellas have it. I have heard, I don't know what grapevine it was. There's a lot of grapevines out there.
Amen.
But whenever he was sworn in as president, that had laid the Koran on top of the King James Version Bible, and they swore him in by laying his hand on that. And when I seen that go on, there was like a bunch of just little mumbo-jumbo mumbling like that was spoken and went on. Nothing like our other presidents. That brother, they just charged them full force and strong, just like ordaining a minister, a young minister. And brother, listen, laying down the Bible in over in Timothy, you know, the qualifications of a bishop, and putting her in there just like the book teaches us, you know.
Yeah.
And I heard that. I don't know if you know anything much about that, Jerry, or whatever. If you do, I'll listen. And brother, if you don't, I'd like for you to look into it.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate your call and appreciate your topics this morning. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you all today, and
thank
I'll
you,
try
brother.
To stay on the ground while I listen to the rest of
it. I hope so. I hope so. Thanks for the call. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that. I know his Homeland Security, I believe it is, the head of the CIA is a Muslim, a Muslim that he's converted to Muslimism. And I should have added that to the ism list last night, brother, Bible study.
But the Bible study.
We talked about secularism and relativism and materialism and naturalism and Muslimism is the one I left off. But I'm not sure about what the caller was talking about him putting his hand on the Bible, the president now. I know that the CIA director did.
On the Koran?
On the Koran.
Oh, okay.
And, but I'm not sure about the president. I know this. I know 5 days before he was sworn in, before that oath was taken, he said we're 5 days from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. I know that.
He's done a pretty good job.
And he has transformed us. We've got another call, Timothy.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please. Oh. I got a dial tone.
All righty. Well, that maybe they'll call back here in a minute.
Hope so.
Halloween, it was the 4th century. Now, this is, I think, an important point. It was the 4th century when Christians attempted to, what's the word, co-opt.
Hmm.
To co-opt Halloween into a Christian way of thinking. And so They changed it in the 4th century, the church did, to All Saints Day. They began to observe and to call attention to the saints instead of the ghouls and the goblins and the ghosts and the witches. They started dressing in more innocent costumes in order to, that represented the saints of the time. And I think a lot of parents do that today. They dress their kids as princesses or cowboys or something because
firemen
kids love that kind of thing. Sure,
yeah.
Firemen,
yeah.
Policemen.
Yeah.
Well, in today's culture, in today's climate, I'm not sure if you want to be dressed as a policeman anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah,
what
true.
A shame. What a shame.
It is.
But everybody listening probably has heard of Wicca. You know about Wicca, Timotheus?
Have anything with Wikipedia?
Well, not really, but you could find out about it there.
At Wikipedia.
Wicca is the official religion of witchcraft.
Oh, okay. See, I don't fool with witchcraft. The only closest thing I ever got was watching Bewitched when I was a little boy.
That was good, wasn't it?
It was
I bet you can even do your nose like that.
No.
Anyway, Wicca is the official religion of witchcraft, and they have a lot to say about Halloween. Halloween, to them, is a sacred day for those who follow Wicca, that the spirits are released into the world. And it's one of their high days, Wicca. And there, you know, there are Wiccans about everywhere. Did you know that?
Oh.
Every turn. Got another phone call to move.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Let's hear it, brother.
All righty. I know who hung on the cross, and I know what he done for me by hanging there.
Amen.
All right, and then when they was done with him there, they placed him in a borrowed tomb.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go back to the cross. What happened to the actual cross that Jesus hung on?
What do you think happened to it?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I don't think anybody else was ever hung upon that cross because the significance of that particular cross.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of wondering whatever happened to it.
I think it probably is in the same category as Noah's Ark or the Ark of the Covenant. Whatever happened to those two things?
I'll tell you the reason why. What got me thinking this way, I was listening to a song one day, and it was talking, and it said, what happened to the cross?
Yeah.
Or what about the cross, or something like that.
Yeah.
And that just kind of got me to thinking and wondering about it, because you never really read anything about that or anything, and I was just kind of wondering about it.
I feel confident that if it was possible, some group probably would have tried to have preserved it in order to end up worshiping it. You know, they did that back in the Old Testament with the serpent on the pole. And for 600 years, you can check the chronology back in the Old Bible, for 600 years thereabouts, approximately 600, they worshiped that until they were told and it finally was destroyed. So a man wants to worship something, and he'll worship the wrong thing almost every time.
Yeah.
As far as where the cross is, I say it's probably in the same place the Ark of the Covenant is, and the same place that Noah's Ark is, lost and gone into oblivion. After all, they were simply tools that God used to accomplish His will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I just kind of wonder about that.
Good question.
I call an ask you both.
It's a good question, brother. If I find out about it, I'll report on it here.
Yeah, why don't you do
if
that?
If you do, call us back.
I sure will.
Bless you. I love you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. So what should Christians do, Timotheus, about, I think it's different nights in the around the surrounding counties?
Some is tonight. There's a county, I think, tomorrow night, and then Saturday here in Johnson County at 6 till 8 p.m.
I don't know that we've ever had it on Saturday night, have we?
I don't. But I do know, I have heard of, believe this or not, churches canceling service because of trick-or-treat.
I believe it. Christians should be teaching their children, and children need to be age-appropriate to where they can understand what you're talking about. But instead of participating in folklore, which is what Halloween is, we need to use the holiday as an opportunity to acknowledge three things, I think. Number one, there is a spiritual world filled with goodness from God and evil from the devil.
Amen.
And we need to remind people of that. And anything that has to do with exalting the dead spirits, anything that has to do with witchcraft, anything that has to do with sacrifices in any way, is not of God. Secondly, the life of Jesus Christ has power over darkness. All we've got to do is just let our light shine. 1 John 4:4. Greater is He that is in you
than he that is in the world.
Amen. And thirdly, those who celebrate Halloween, like Halloween has been celebrated for several centuries now, are either unaware of its roots or are intentionally promoting a world where evil is appreciated and viewed as an ultimate power. I'll tell you something. In some places in the world, they don't much believe in God, but they believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Evidently, Ireland.
Ireland does, and Norway does.
Yeah.
A lot of places around the world believe in supernatural things that have to do with the devil. Well, I'll tell you, the devil is real.
Amen.
But God is real. My God is real.
Amen.
Jesus is alive. The brother mentioned the cross a moment ago. He was buried, taken down from that cross and buried, and the third day he arose again, and he's coming back. And he wants us to focus not on the things of pagan lore, but on the things that are real. And so I would suggest to any parent, if your kid wants to participate in some kind of a festivity this time of the year, dress them up as a Bible character.
Ask a question to yourself. Would this be honoring to our Lord?
Sure. Sure, that's always a good question to ask.
Here you go.
Yeah. Amen.
It's been a good program, folks. Thank you for listening today and joining us for God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. We'd like to invite you to services. Sunday morning Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And again, Trunk or Treat will be held this Saturday at the church between 6 and 8 p.m. I have refreshments for all of the visitors. So you're welcome to come by and join us. And don't forget about Looking to Jesus, 7 a.m. Sunday morning right here at WSIP. Again, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.